he who speaks the truth. Better have one foot in the stirrup.
It was late afternoon. I was sitting outside at the Café Continental on the Boulevard Pasteur, sitting alone, having a glass of sweet mint tea. And who should come along? Just out for an afternoon stroll, talking to himself, solving the mysteries of the universe.
Jack Flanders.
Caspar Kelly. Mind if I join you?
Sure. Yes, sir. What would you like?
Mint tea would be fine.
I slowly became aware of something I hadn't noticed before. This Flanders fellow used an interesting technique while he sat there. It was opening his eyes wide, alerting his senses, and allowing everything occurring around him to enter in. Then later, I figured he would sort out the impressions, the vibrations, the images, the data, and file it away. It's known as deliberate delay observation. When the atmosphere is too intense, too foreign to make accurate observations, it's merely recorded by the senses and later on filed into place.
It's their motivation that I don't know if I could ever understand.
They're like children.
Like children?
Yeah.
You mean their minds work differently than ours?
That's for sure.
Well, tell me, Kelly, how does a Moroccan's mind work? Well, come on, you must know.
Look, I can't just launch into it.
Their logic, then.
They have no logic.
Well, they must have.
Their minds don't work at all the same as ours. That's what makes it so much fun.
How do their minds work?
I'm not a Moroccan.
Well, then how don't their minds work?
Don't? You mean how don't they use logic? Okay. If A equals B and B equals C, A does not necessarily equal C. For them, not at all. And there's no reason that it should, because they've never been taught that things equal to the same thing are equal to each other.
Go on.
If you perform Act A 20 times, and the result every time is result B, you can safely assume that B is the result of A, that A causes B. Not for them. Not at all. You performed Act A, Act B happened. There's no connection whatever with A. It happened because God wanted it to happen that way, and well, that's the way it is.
Allah.
The will of Allah.
You mean that nothing is the result of anything?
Everything merely is, and no questions asked. Even the language they speak is constructed around that. Everything is explained by the constant intervention of Allah.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, I visited the Countess de Zazinia.
Hmm.
Do you know her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I take it you two don't get along.
Now, she doesn't approve of my existence.
I see.
Actually, she feels I should have and could have chosen a different time to incarnate. A time different than she chose.
Well, you missed by a generation.
And that wasn't good enough.
Your lives are bound together in some way?
I think she feels that fate has spun invisible strings and it's only a matter of time before circumstances gives it a yank and we're suddenly drawn together into some kind of embarrassing intrigue.
Doesn't she like you?
And where possible, the Comtessa avoids the vulgarities of life.
Hmm. I see.
Of course, I did freak her out of her wits a couple of times.
She's mysterious, though, isn't she?
Tangier's full of mysterious Europeans.
Nobody knows what country they're from. They speak every language. Their mysteries one can never resolve. Because they seem to it very carefully before they came. But they never could be.
Where is this place? These walls are brilliant. The tiles glisten like teeth. Black olive trees caught by the moonlight. Frozen like lightning cracked into the sky. These archways. This stillness. This calm. Wait. I see of our own light. Of our own light.
We can, but they never could be. Tangier is the city par excellence for mysterious Europeans.
Anything wrong?
I think the atmosphere here is a little intense.
Yeah, it's a lovely country to come to if you're looking to be pushed over the edge.
If you don't mind my asking, Kelly, do you make any money off this place?
Oh, well, you know, if there were a lot of people coming in all the time, it's just too distracting.
That girl, sitting at the bar.
Yeah. Mojo.
Yeah, boss.
Flanders here is interested in yoga.
What?
You look like the type.
I've been practicing a thing. Maybe you got some ideas about it.
Well, I really don't know that much.
You know about projecting?
Projecting?
What you do is find a nice, clean piece of wall. White, cool plaster. That's good. Then you sit down and you focus on a dot in your mind. A red dot right between your eyes. Then you project it on the wall. You keep it there until it begins to open into pictures. The desert. That one will be the first. Sand, big needle cactus, red desert. Maybe a camel or two, one hump kind. Maybe see a crow flying low. What you see in your mind is projected on the wall.
Can you do this?
My parrot and my monkey think so. When I project a banana on the wall, my monkey goes ape. They're more alert. Got different kind of eyes than ours. I don't think human beings can see it. Ain't strong enough yet.
Of course.
Parrot likes a banana, too.
Well, how far can you take it?
Take it wherever I go.
No, Mojo, I mean...
I don't know. When I get better projecting whatever comes in my head, I'll be able to tune in on that. Who knows? I'll show you sometime when I get under control.
You know, I'd like to see that.
Gotta have control. I mean, man, I've got things in my head. Hairy stuff there, man.
Jack. There's something I want to ask you. These stone circles and mounds you've been investigating. Tell me more.
Well, it's a pretty big hunk to just launch into.
Yeah, well, tell me a little chunk of it then.
Well, this is what we know for sure. Those prehistoric sites were laid out to reflect the constellations. Apparently, each site had a different character depending on the nature of the celestial body it represented. That and the strength of the natural magnetic current that flowed through it. Whoever these people were, they constructed their instruments of stone at appropriate spots in the countryside, places that would serve their purpose.
Yeah, and their purpose?
Yeah, well, that's the question. It's magic. They channeled this current for their own magical purposes. These sites were, in a very real sense, receiving stations. Receiving stations for direct influences from the planets. Every stone circle had an affinity with a certain part of the human body, so they literally formed giant figures that stretched right across the landscapes.
Giants of old.
Yes, and the lines that connect these sites to one another formed a terrestrial nervous system. You know, it's actually amusing in a way. We've all been living in the ruins of an ancient structure whose incredible size has made it invisible to us. Not until we started using aerial photography did we really begin to see.
This is in the British Isles?
No, it's the entire Earth. I mean, the entire surface of the Earth is marked with the traces of a gigantic work of prehistoric engineering. The remains of a once universal system of natural magic.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. And there are places where some of that magic is still very much alive.
So, you've come to Morocco to look?
Not to look. To find. To find an entrance to that lost world.
Patience, my friend, is the key of paradise.